Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf, and I'm Hussein. Ramadan Kareem to all you brothers and sisters who are fasting. I hope you remember us in your prayers in this holy month. So Ramadan is the month of absolute submissiveness to God. In this month, the more obedient you are, the more you feel the warmth and serenity of being a true servant of God. We refrain from eating, bearing the hunger, and from drinking, tolerating the thirst, and endure the tiredness because we don't want to break our covenant with God. We want to remain loyal and persistent to God's path. In Ramadan, we are highly advised to read the Qur'an as much as we can. Some people describe Ramadan as the month of the Qur'an. The Qur'an is central to Islamic thought, and next to the Ahlul Bayt, it is the pillar of Islamic mentality, the criteria to our thoughts and our outlook. The Qur'an presents the lawful and unlawful acts, the mandatory and supererogatory deeds. It goes into the specifics and sometimes hovers in the generalities. Some of its verses are clear and some need interpretation. The Qur'an defines various concepts for us. It describes the limits. It takes our hand and guides us through the different stages of spirituality. The Qur'an readily presents its vast wisdoms. It gives meaning to life. Outside of Ramadan, we're encouraged to read two or more pages of the Qur'an every day. If you read just two pages a day and ponder about the few things that catch your attention the most, you will have turned into a different person with a richer perspective on life within just a few weeks. Since Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an, we want to introduce a book about the Holy Qur'an. There's more to come. Stay tuned.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf, the month is Ramadan, and today's book is all about the Qur'an. The book excerpts from the Holy Qur'an, An Eternal Guidance to Mankind, comes in 239 pages, and it's compiled by Hasnain Muhammad Ali and published by World Islamic Network. Al-Islam.org has acquired the license to publish this book for free on their website, and you can download it right now. World Islamic Network is a registered public trust under the government of India. It was established in 1991 with the main objective of imparting true knowledge of Islam to people around the world. They believe that the greatest challenge as well as opportunity before the Shia today in this era of media is to promote the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. So this book, which is called Excerpts from the Holy Qur'an, An Eternal Guidance to Mankind, highlights the directives given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Qur'an in context of various subjects that touch the day-to-day lives of every Muslim in particular and every human being in general. The contents of the book include but are not limited to Allah is the most gracious, He is the dispenser of grace, the Holy Prophet's responsibility towards mankind as directed by Allah, utmost respect and veneration to parents after Allah, punishment for hoarding of wealth, definition and attributes of a pious or muttaqi person, commandments of Allah, do not envy others, no excuse for refraining from daily prayers, God is most gracious in giving mankind a chance to repent, man and his nature, the non-believers or the hypocrites, repentance, sustenance, trial and patience. And these are just some of the topics that have been covered by this book. Continue listening, because after the break, we will be reading page 125 of this book. Don't go away.
حب أهل البيت فرض عندنا وبهذا الحب لا نخشى المحن وبهذا الحب لا نخشى المحن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن
You're back on a bookshelf on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. We're about to read page 125, Definition and Attributes of a Pious Person or a Muttaqi. From the book The Holy Quran and Eternal Guidance to Mankind, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. It is said that when the Qibla was changed from Baytul Muqaddas to the Kaaba, there ensued a long drawn out controversy and conflict in the public. It was then that this verse was revealed. The verse further goes to describe the righteous ones and is not defining righteousness, and thereby introduces the people in the light of their attributes. It is a well-known style of the Quran that it explains and defines a condition and a rank by introducing the people having that rank and condition. The first part of the verse is a comprehensive description of the all true gnosis which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants his servants to believe in. When a believer attains to this stage of faith, his heart is never assailed by any doubt or confusion. He does not take a dim view of whatever befalls him, nor is he offended if afflicted with a misfortune. After this description, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of his deeds, for instance, charity and prayer. Lastly, the verse cites some of their excellent moral characteristics, such as keeping of their promises and the patient in distress and affliction. The Holy Prophet said that whoever acts up to this one verse has attained to perfection in faith. The theories and the practices given here are the real virtues which, apart from being ordered by God, appeal as well to human reasoning. As regards to spending in the way of God, while Islam does not demand absolute hatred or indifference to property or other things of earthly value, but the subordination of the possessions of the spirit of charity, treating oneself only as a trustee charged with the prescribed duties as regulated and prescribed by God through His Apostle Muhammad. Okay, then it goes to talk about how charity is regulated and ranked in Islam. I think this is a fantastic book for people to use in order to correct our own lives and to learn how to live a faithful life. Well, it's time for me to sign off. We read an excerpt from the book Excerpts from the Holy Quran and Eternal Guidance to Mankind by Hassan Muhammad Adi. If you missed it, you can download an archive of this episode and previous ones from our website. Simply search Bookshelf IRIB English Radio. Until next week, a lot of reading, and please don't forget us from your prayers. Ramadan Kareem.